Hi, this is Jim again. This is part four of the most valuable entity in the universe. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you to these few minutes. But first, I want to start out purely with something that is common sense among all of us humans. I'm not going to cite anything else, just a heart-to-heart with you about something that we as human beings all, if we really get down to the heart of the matter, each of us would say, down in our gut feeling is that there's got to be something more than what we as human beings generally have and are seeking for happiness, for fulfillment, for joy and all of that. We all deep down inside know, there's got to be something more. That and we continue on with what we're doing, and yes, many people, there's a lot of good things going on. People have families, they have children, they have careers, they grow up, they go through their existence, and they, then there's also people who kind of the haves and the have-nots, or kind of how you break down the two groups of people. The have-nots, it's very hard, more of a struggle, and they're just struggling to kind of make it. 20% of the people in the world have trouble getting water and food and electricity. I mean, that's a large group of people. And so, those of us in the developed world, we need to keep that in mind. But my point is, we know there's something more, okay? And even among the faiths of the world, let's call it, they're called religions. I don't like that word. But even among the different faiths, whether it's Christianity or all the other faiths, even in those, there's got to be something more. So much. And let me say, 99% of Christianity is just human beings trying to find God, and they're way off. I mean, it's much of it is dead religion, which has nothing to do with any of this. I want to get down to the point here. Yes, there is something more, and it's all very simple. It's easy, okay? As I've said in the previous messages, it is Jesus the Christ through the awesome Holy Spirit. That's how we get to the Almighty God. And it's the most valuable substance, entity in the universe is the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, which is available to all of us. In fact, it's all over all the earth. It's everywhere. The presence of God is actually everywhere. Everywhere you go, it is there. I mean, he of course fills heaven, but he fills earth too. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, if we don't feel the presence of God, it's because we are missing it. We're doing something wrong. So, someone may ask the question, now wait a second, you're saying this is the most valuable substance and entity in the world. It's incredible. It's the presence of Jesus Christ is the most glorious, most wonderful, most incredible presence in the universe that human beings are made and born to fellowship with Him in this incredible fellowship that is for eternity, and it starts in this life. And we for 70 years or 80 years or 30 years or however many years we're here, we are to walk with Him, and then we die and we go to heaven forever, and we live in the presence of Jesus forever. And it's incredible. It's beyond human description. As I've said before, Jesus Christ Himself could not put it into human words. The kingdom of God, that's the presence of Jesus. It's so wonderful. It's impossible to describe. He did everything he could. He talked about the kingdom more than anything else during his 3 years of ministry. Just read the Gospels, and it's all there. And today, it's the same thing. It's so wonderful, can't describe it, and it's available to everyone, okay? And that's so, we could, I could have 100 messages, 1,000,000,000 messages just about that. That's the answer. But I want to talk to you heart to heart. Someone may ask the question, you know, what, someone may say, well, wait a second, you're saying this is so incredible. Why am I not hearing more about this? Why am I, you know, why are there not more people, you know, talking about this, the you know, the kingdom, the presence of Jesus, how incredible it is and all these great things. And why is it that more people don't have it? Okay, easy answers to that. First, very few find it. And that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, very few find it. In many different places, he said that. Now, as to why it's not being talked about more, there's probably many reasons for that. And yes, we should be talking about this more, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Almighty God, the kingdom of God. There are certain teachers and leaders in the Christian faith who are talking about this. But, you know, with the whole walk, I call it, it's a walk with Jesus Christ. Okay, that's what it is. The Christian, it's called many different things, Christianity, the Christian faith, whatever. Let me state it again, 98% of it is way off, and I pay no attention to most of it. But, you know, with this walk with Jesus, there's all kinds of things we can be doing. You know, it, all different levels. We have a free will. God made us in His own image. We have a free will. We can do whatever we want. I mean, somebody can go focus on anything they want. They can go, and it doesn't mean that it's they're really doing God's will or not. You know, there's so much, so much. This is something I want to emphasize to you. There's so much out there, but one of the keys is that it is simple, it's easy, and it's a simple walk with Jesus Christ on a day-to-day basis through the Holy Spirit, and it's fun. It's easy, it's natural, it's normal, it's what every human being was born to do. And if anything, if it's other, you know, it's just, how can I say it? You know, it's, let's keep it that way. Let's keep it simple. And again, one of the main things, that the presence of Jesus is so glorious and wonderful. And it really leads to the glory of the Lord. And it can be incredible. Now, we still have to live on the earth. We have to eat and sleep, and we have to do normal things. And we, you know, it's good days and bad days and all of that. But please keep these things in mind, and please keep in mind that the key, the ultimate is that presence of Jesus. It's the most valuable substance. It's something that is nothing else even really even exists outside of the presence of Almighty God. It can't be put into words, and it can't be overstated or anything. And that's what Jesus talked about. That's what he was talking about when he taught and talked about the kingdom of God. Just today, I listened to more, read some more, and listened to more of the book of Matthew. And he's talking about the kingdom continually. In fact, it's one of the first things he teaches about. And the first thing he said so much, but it's so wonderful. But again, it's simple, it's easy, and it's that daily walk with him that's exciting, it's fun, it's natural, it's normal. Don't let anything else distract you from that. And people may say, oh, look at Christianity and all these people. Ooh, I would never want to be like those people and be in that. Don't look to people. That's the worst thing to do. People always miss it. Don't look to me. Let's look to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. He is our, he is everything. And we simply look to him, and it's all about walking with him through the Holy Spirit. So thank you, and I'll see you in the next, we'll move on to the next teaching.